While most clubs in New Orleans come together to parade, one of the oldest is all about the written word. Le Petit Salon, formed in 1924 as a space for women intellectuals in the French Quarter to gather after performances at Le Petit Theater. Often described as a circle of distinguished ladies, the Salon is still around today, and Genevieve Trimble is the longest-running member. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, Genevieve describes her return to New Orleans in the 1940s and the literary encounters that followed.
I remember it was a beautiful night, and we sat there with the coffee and we were looking at the cathedral, and we said, you know, this is where we belong. So we made the decision sitting there in Jackson Square, drinking coffee, au lait, and we shortly afterwards, about five or six months later, we came on down here. There were a lot of people who were coming into the Quarter. You see, when we came, I think people were just moving down. It had been regarded as a bohemian place, kind of a little out of limits for more conservative New Orleanians. But when Bud and I came down to New Orleans, that was at the end of the war, people were moving more and more down there. I would meet people at the coffee pot. For example, I knew Tennessee Williams when he was working there. Tennessee was writing, and I think maybe he was riding the streetcar.
To reach Stella's home, Blanche has taken the streetcar named Desire, which bangs up one narrow street of the French Quarter and down another.
I believe that was when he was doing that streetcar called Desire. And a little later, Francis Parkinson Kies bought the house, you know, down there. And I knew her very well. It was stimulating. I loved it. It was like a little colony of people. And I was living not far from the Le Petit Théâtre. I became active in that, like stage managing and all that. And I knew Ethel Crombret, who was very famous. She was the director of that little theater. I remember street characters. Like there was a woman, but she carried a duck, and she would walk in front of our house on Charters, and she'd walk all the way in the quarter. I don't know where she was going, but she was carrying that duck, and they called her the Duck Woman. And there were so many interesting people that I knew down there. My aunt was living here. She had married a New Orleanian, and she was on the board of the Salon. And so she enticed me. She said, here I was, very young. You know, all these people were older people, because when I joined, Dorothy Dix was president of it. And I remember meeting the great Dorothy Dix. You know, she was at the height of her literary life as a writer, writing that column, you know, Dear Dorothy Dix. She had a dry humor about her that I just loved. To receive people, you had to wear white gloves. That's unheard of today, but that was what you went down there with, white gloves.
Even in modern New Orleans, we observe occasional scenes which remind us of Paris and the days when Louisiana belonged to France.
And a lot of people in the Salon were a lot of French-speaking people. They were largely people from old families along Esplanade, along going all the way to City Park, you know, there. You learned a lot, and when I look back at the people we had, one of the things we'd never do is have politics. We'd never discuss politics. It's not that a political organization, and never religious. So when you come there, you don't know whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or what, which I think it's undoubtedly what has kept it going.